Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back to The Scorecard with Barry Cronin and Mike Esposito, presented by Chicago District Golfer Magazine on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
We are ready to go on the road again here on The Scorecard. We are presented by Chicago District Golfer Magazine, and it's road trip time, Barry Cronin.
Yes. We have to capture the fading glimmer of summer here.
That's right.
And to find a good place to go if we maybe haven't been able to get out somewhere. And Wisconsin is awesome, but man, Northern Michigan is something else too.
And we are going to talk about that before we start getting cold, before we start getting into Halloween and Thanksgiving and Christmas. It is time now to head on out to the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. There we find from Boyne USA, Director of Marketing Ken Griffin joins us to talk a little Northern Michigan. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Good morning, Ken. Thanks so much for being with us. Have you, first of all, just give us a little bit of an idea up at Boyne. How has it been going for you during the COVID era here? Have you guys been going crazy or what?
Well, it's been an interesting 2 years, that's for sure. You know, a very slow start to start because nobody knew last summer what was going to happen. But boy, it just built from about mid-June on till the end, and we ended up having a great summer. Nobody knew what this summer was going to be like either, but we knew that everybody wanted to get out and play. That was proven the year before. And this summer started off where last year ended, and it's kind of been foot on the throttle the whole way. It's been a great summer.
That's terrific. And for people now, one of the reasons we're having you on is just to profile your resort, but also to give people an idea of what opportunities there might be in September to come up there. Because is the season over? Is it too cold? Or what goes on up there about this time of year?
Well, I would say if you can't play golf today, it's going to be between 68 and 70 for a high. Between 75 and 80 for a high. Sorry about that. It's about 65 now. But it's perfect fall golf weather. It's absolutely spectacular. And we're going to carry golf right through until late October. But by mid-October, we'll have a few less course options. We have 10 golf courses. As Boyne Golf and three resort properties here in Northern Michigan for the listeners that aren't familiar. So yeah. All within about 15 miles of Petoskey. And when you stay at any one of the three properties, you have access to all 10 courses.
Yeah. Well, and I understand, Ken, from looking at the website, which is boynegolf.com, but just in listening to you play as well, If you have access to all the courses, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you can kind of scatter your days however you want it, right? As long as you plan it out and make your reservations, you can kind of build your own trip there.
You certainly can. I mean, first of all, you can just buy a tee time and come on. It may be a little more expensive than buying a package. If you stay with us, we give you a better deal. But we have stay and play packages. We have unlimited golf packages, which are just that. We have great escape weeks where you can, you know, come in on a Sunday night and stay through till Friday with a variety of golf. And then you can add on if you want. You know, you can upgrade the course with a basic package. You get five of our 10 courses with no upgrade charges. But, you know, we do have some award-winning courses. We have two courses in the top 100 public courses in the U.S. But more importantly, we think, is not just having two great courses. We maintain those same course conditions across all 10. The Fairways of Life has a fan trip here this week and had dinner with those guys last night. And that was the thing that they talked about most, was not only picking their favorite course, but how consistent the course conditions were across all 10. so that you enjoy your golf experience no matter which course you're on.
And what are the two top ones that people might have seen in the golf magazines, or looking through brochures, et cetera, Ken?
Certainly. Lynx Quarry at Bay Harbor Golf Club has opened in the late 90s, and it's been a top 100 course since the day it opened. Then the other one is the Heather. And it's kind of a unique situation. The Heather is our original course. It was built in 1966. Yeah. And a lot of times courses that are that old don't necessarily win the awards. It's the shiny penny that gets the accolades. But not only was it a top 100, but the National Golf Course Owners Association in 2019 picked that as their golf course of the year. So for a over 50-year-old course to win the National Golf Course Owners Course of the Year. And it still today kind of sets the standards whenever we develop a course or work on a course. We always compare it to the Heather.
Talking with Ken Griffin, talking Northern Michigan golf trips and trying to get out there before the weather turns here on the scorecard on 670 The Score. Ken from Boyne, USA, boynegolf.com is the website. And it's funny too, Ken, as you're talking there, I'm thinking about that. I'm like, man, I'm an old fogey or whatever, but I like my favorite things are like Fenway Park, Wrigley Field. You talk about the classics, you talk about the originals, the best places. That's what came to mind when you're talking about that. If it's great, it's going to be great, whether it's 1966 or 1996 or 2021, right? I mean, it's still the same.
Oh yeah, for sure. And the other thing, the Heather kind of started a trend, but is the variety that our course offers. A lot of times there are multiple places that offer great golf, Pinehurst, Kohler, even regionally. But a lot of those are set in very similar terrain just because of the proximity. It's a unique situation up here because, like I said, all within 15 or 20 miles of Petoskey, but we have courses right on the lake shore of Lake Michigan. So the Bay Harbor courses, 3 Arthur Hills Nines right there, are all sitting on the lake shore. But one's a preserve course, one's a parkland course, one is actually built in a stone quarry, and then one is a Lynx course, and we let you combo those up. Across the street, on a bluff, again, overlooking Lake Michigan with views 150 miles out to Wisconsin, is Crooked Tree Golf Club. But then at Boyne Mountain, a little bit south, you have a 1.2-mile drive to the first tees from the cart pad, and you play back down to a 450-acre lake, Deer Lake. It was one of the first golf courses in the U.S. in the early 70s to require golf carts. Otherwise, you're going to have a 1.25-mile walk to get to the first tee. And then at Boyne Highland, the Heather, the original course, kind of built in the lowlands. But the Donald Ross Memorial, which are replica holes from all over the U.S. Of Donald Ross courses. The Moore, again, built down in the lowlands. And then the Arthur Hills course was the last tribute to, Arthur passed away earlier this summer. What a great guy. But we kind of gave him a blank piece of canvas, and he created a course that has a 9-mile-long cart path with vertical drops of up to 400 feet that's set in an old production pine forest. So just a ton of variety. No matter where you stay, you have access to all this variety of courses.
And I think one of the things that's cool about it, Ken, is that you have packages where you can, you pretty much, as you said, you get a package to stay in the resort. You come down, you have breakfast, and it's part of the deal, and then you go out and you can play golf.
Right, and the amount you want. You don't have to stay on the same package. Like if you want one round one day, because there's so much to do in the local communities of Harbor Springs or Petoskey or Boyne City, or Mackinac Island's only a little over a half hour north of Boyne Highlands. So if you want to play 18 one day and go get away and do something else, you can. You can combine that by the next day going out and playing an unlimited golf. So we'll let you build your package the way you want. We got some great packages right now for fall golf. Like I said, that carries through for the next couple of weeks. But then we're already booking next summer because of the demand for golf and the popularity of the courses. We sell a large portion of our golf courses. In fact, the lion's share of this year's tee times are going to be sold before we ever open a course next year. So people find that the earlier they book, the better the deal's going to be because there are less people on the books. We're kind of like the airlines. The closer we get to being full, the more expensive it's going to be for the last seat. Mm-hmm. So the earlier you book, the better the price is going to be. And our tee sheet and our experience agents are taking calls right now to book 2022.
Right.
No, and Ken, I imagine that, and I know that people have been trickling back to their offices, whether it's in mass or if it's, you know, people working a few days a week in, a few days a week out. But I got to imagine that you're starting to get some of those corporate events back as well.
We had events all summer long this summer. Last year, we were impacted a little bit with events. This summer, we were probably between our club memberships, because we have two different memberships. We have a Bay Harbor Golf Club membership and a Country Club of Boyne membership. And between those and PGA events and AJGA events, we, and you know, and having 10 courses, we have the ability to do it. We had a couple hundred events this year.
Yeah. You know, I noticed I was doing my Google Maps just to find out how far it is. From O'Hare International Airport, you're only 5.5 hours. And I suppose if you took a break or two along the way, you know, you're looking at 6 hours, which is not horrible. It's a pretty, you know, it's a pretty decent drive if you're going to stay a few days.
Oh, for sure. It's you know, there are numerous ways to come over, or, you know, you can drive over, certainly. And 6 hours is what we use for the median. It's only about a half-hour flight if you want to do that. Actually, Boyne Mountain, we have a 6,000-foot strip, so if any of the listeners have a plane or access to a plane, you can land within about 300 feet of the hotel at Boyne Mountain. Or commercial flights into Traverse City are about a half-hour flight. Or you can catch a ferry. If you want to do something really unique, you can come on a car, catch the high-speed ferry across, and then drive up, or go up and take the older ferry across the top. So,
right. The ferry leaves from just north of Kenosha. I can't remember the name of the town. And then you scoot over towards just north of Holland, Michigan, I believe, on that ferry. So
you can bring
your car. That's the cool thing about it. Whereas if you fly, you know, you don't have a car, right. So that's a problem.
Correct.
But yeah. Well, good. Well, good. I imagine you have a lot of repeat customers, people that just re-up every year.
Yeah, we do. And you know, the unique thing about us is that there aren't many places where you can go stay 5 days, play a round a day, and you've only played half the courses.
Exactly.
So, if you take 3 and 4 day trips, you know, you have 3 years before you get through all of our courses.
Right.
Well, and Ken, we certainly appreciate the time and the info. BoyneGolf.com is the website. Is there anything else in terms of, if our listeners are interested in taking a look, how they can find you?
Well, I say the best way to do it is go to the website. That gives you a bunch of base information, and then have the website up and call the 800 number that's on that page that you're looking at. That'll take you right into our experience agents, and they're not allowed to be an experience agent to book golf until they've been working for us for 3 years. So they know golf. They know what you can make tee time-wise. They've got a really good idea of what courses you probably would have the most fun on and which resorts you would have the most fun staying at. So I kind of use the website as a guide, and they will guide you through the website, and together you can put the trip together that you want.
And well, folks, it's great golf, and it's one of the most beautiful parts of this country. If you haven't been up there, it's just spectacular. And that little ferry over to Mackinac Island to see the Grand Hotel, and no cars on that island is just really spectacular and a really special day. And that's Northern Michigan golf is just so plentiful. That's the difference between Wisconsin and Michigan, is that there's so many more courses. Wisconsin's got great courses. But Northern Michigan is, it's an embarrassment of riches.
For sure. It makes us work hard, though. We try and have some of the better golf, and to do that, there's 650 public courses and about 800 total in Michigan, so we have to work hard to stay ahead of it.
Ken, we really appreciate it. I am on the Boyne Golf website as we speak, and Barry and I will be commandeering the Score Jet, so you could plan on our arrival shortly here.
There you go. Love it.
We'll be landing on your runway 300 yards from your course. I think that's a good plan. But no, Ken, seriously, we appreciate your time and insight. And it sounds like things are going great up there. And I know a lot of our listeners from the Chicagoland area will be up there partaking in your golf. So certainly thanks for your time this morning.
Mike, Barry, thanks for having me on, and look forward to having you guys up sometime.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Sounds great, Ken.
Ken, duh.
I'm Mike. Ken Griffin is the Director of Marketing for Boyne USA. It's Boyne Golf, B-O-Y-N-E, golf.com. The 10 courses we were just talking about are all on there. It's a great guidepost. And you mentioned it, Barry, and I was thinking as we're talking to Ken, too, you know, and we've talked about the Wisconsin courses, certainly with the Ryder Cup coming up and just all the great opportunities they have there. What an embarrassment of riches we have here in the Chicagoland area with all of the activities surrounding Lake Michigan and the lake and all the beachfront stuff, but certainly on the golf side, whether it's right here in Chicago, and Lord knows how many wonderful places we have to play, but just within short driving distance, whether it's Wisconsin, Michigan, wherever, you have all of these wonderful places. And some of these lakefront courses, like the ones we're talking about here, that Boyne Golf offers on the northwestern Michigan side of things. I mean, you don't get that. It's a spectacular view, a beautiful place, a bunch of beautiful places to go play.
Yeah, and Mike, of course, Ken was talking about his 10 courses there at the Boyne Resort.
Sure.
But then in the surrounding area up there, there are a lot of other courses that are just knock your socks off, really terrific. I haven't been there in a number of years, but there's so much going on, and it's absolutely gorgeous. It's so beautiful. Harbor Springs, Petoskey, Traverse City, just really beautiful, beautiful summer resorts. And of course, there's a lot of skiing up there in the winter. And I think when it started, it basically Boyne was a ski resort, and the guy who owned it, whose name, of course, I can't remember, decided, hey, what are we going to do in the summer? And they started to build golf courses, and it blossomed, you know, with the when Detroit was really going great, when the auto industry was there in the 50s and 60s, et cetera, it started to explode. And and then in the late 80s and early 90s, they started to continue to build courses like he mentioned, Bay Harbor. But there are plenty of other courses up there too. It really is. It's the kind of thing where, you know, you can go up to Whistling Straits and the Black Wolf Run. It's basically a 2-hour drive north from Chicago. To get to Sand Valley, it's about 4 hours because it's a couple hours north of Madison. And so you maybe would go for a day or two up there. You know, if you go up to, you know, spend 5.5-6 hours in the car when you go to Michigan, you probably make it a little bit longer stay. And when you do that, it isn't like there aren't any places to play. There's plenty of places to play. And as Ken mentioned, Petoskey, Harbor Springs, and then there's a Glen Arbor, which is a U.S. state park or whatever, national park.
Okay.
Sorry, national park.
Sure.
Easy
gotcha.
For me to think of. But absolutely, you can't believe how beautiful that is right on the lakeshore. I mean, you sit there and
sure.
go, really? This is a natural beauty. So there's a lot to do other than golf. I don't know about you, Mike, but after I play golf a couple of days, and man, I'm tired. I really want to go do something else.
Yeah.
And or you play in the morning, and maybe your spouse isn't a crazed golfer with you, and you could take your family. It's a family vacation thing too. They have lessons for kids, etc. So anyway, I think it's awesome to go there and do that type of thing up in northern Michigan.
One thing I know for sure, and my wife has never golfed in her life, but she likes golf clubs and golf resorts. I know that for a fact. So,
I've always tried to convince my beautiful daughter to, hey, you know, if you learn how to play golf, you're going to open yourself up to a lot of great places go and play golf as you get older. And God bless her, she did that, and she plays a little bit of golf. And it's a great thing to do, and your wife would love it. And that's the thing, Mike, when you go to a place like some golf resorts, there's really nothing else to do but play golf. But when you go up to northern Michigan in that area, maybe the dad or the guy plays a lot of golf and is really into it, and maybe the wife is not. There's plenty for people who aren't into golf to do up there, and things to do as a couple, I would say.
Absolutely. Well, and it's that's why I love the On the Road Again segments, Barry. We love hearing about different opportunities to play in different parts of the country, and a nice look there at northern Michigan. When we return, Barry, we'll head back to Wisconsin, not literally, but we're going to head back to talk about the Ryder Cup coming up in a few weeks, and we will certainly continue our discussion about the U.S. team and the guys playing there and what to look forward to up at Whistling Straits 2 weeks from now. This is The Scorecard, presented by Chicago District Golfer Magazine with Barry Cronin. I'm Mike Esposito here on 670 The Score.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And we are back on The Scorecard, presented by Chicago District Golfer Magazine here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Another beautiful weekend on tap for us here in Chicagoland. Certainly head on out and enjoy it. Great golf weather, great anything weather. Head on outside before the weather turns here. Get out on the course. We're going to resume talking about the Ryder Cup in a moment, but I first want to give you something, and you could win that by going to cdga.org/contest. Register. You can win a CDGA starter pack, which you'll get an Imperial hat, towel, and zero-friction super tube with Spectromat balls, tees, and a universal fit glove. Everything you need for your season. The contest is at cdga.org/contest, so good luck to you in that. And Barry, as we resume our Ryder Cup discussion after our golf trip discussion there in northern Michigan, the amount of people, I'm guessing, from this area heading up to Whistling Straits in the next few weekends for the Ryder Cup, I'm guessing there'll be a lot of road tripping going on there, too.
I would think so, and hopefully they have made their lodging reservations in advance, because it's the good thing is that Sheboygan, which is right around where Kohler is, they've got a number of hotels there, but there's a lot of people up there too from NBC, obviously media from around the country. Even though they've reduced the number of media, they're still going to have a lot of people there, operations teams, et cetera. So I think it might be a bit of a challenge for people to get lodging beyond the American Club and some of those other hotels that are up there. But the good thing is it's only a two-hour drive, two and a half hours from downtown Chicago. Up to Sheboygan. So I think there'll be a lot of day trippers and headed up there for the event. So it'll be
right.
Cool.
Absolutely. And we know how into the Ryder Cup lots of people, lots of golf fans get. It's the playing for your country part of it as well. And compounding that, or adding to that, I guess you would say, is the fact that for most of last year, right, you couldn't go out to see anything. You couldn't go be a fan at a golf course just because a lot of places weren't having fans. That has come back this year with the vaccinations and whatnot. So It's great to, I know we see this at baseball stadiums now. We've seen it at football stadiums as football has started, and I know we're going to see it up at Whistling Straits too.
Right, and of course, anybody who was at Medina in 2012, there was no better atmosphere, I think, at any sporting event that I've ever attended. I mean, there were 40,000 people out there every day, and it felt like Michigan versus Ohio State. The crowd, the chill in the air, the beautiful autumn sunlight. And I expect something similar up at Whistling Straits in starting the 24th. But of course, they'll be out there on the course on the 21st, I believe, which I think is Tuesday. So yeah, it'll be spectacular right there on Lake Michigan, a tremendous setting. Should be really, I hate to say awesome, but I think it's going to be awesome, my friend.
I think that's the exact word to use, Barry. I think awesome it is. And we'll talk a lot more about, the actual golf and the teams and whatnot with Gary D'Amato from, Wisconsin.golf, in a moment here in our final segment on the show. But, if you missed it, the team is, as selected by Steve Stricker, your American captain, and we had debated on shows leading up to this, you know, would he pick Phil Mickelson as a guy who's certainly one of the greatest American golfers of all time, but who also is still out there getting it done on tour and is your PGA champion. Phil and Fred Couples are vice captains for Steve Stricker. Your automatic qualifiers, Morikawa, Dustin Johnson, DeChambeau and Koepka, which is fun in its own right, Thomas and Cantlay after his run at the end of the season. And then the captain's picks, and we'll pick Gary's brain about this next, but Daniel Berger, Harris English, Tony Finau, Xander Schauffele, Scottie Scheffler, and Jordan Spieth. A lot of young blood there, a lot of new blood on there. And I'm curious, because Gary's covered the sport for decades, right? So it'll be very interesting for me to hear what he has to say and how he thinks this is going to play out. Because, you know, the European, I'm going to guess the European team is going to be a little more seasoned, a lot more seasoned probably than what the United States is going to have.
Right. But Stricker picked guys who could bomb it, who could really hit it a long way. And Scheffler is a bomber. Xander, he hits it far. English is a bomber. And especially in terms of compared with the other guys that didn't get picked, Patrick Reed, Kevin Na, Kisner, they don't hit it as far. They're ranked down 140th. Webb Simpson didn't get picked, so he's 141st. Kevin Na, 177th in driving distance, and Patrick Reed, 149th in driving distance. So out at Whistling Straits, boy, you better be able to hit the ball a long way, and that's what Stricker. That's how he picked his players, and there are six rookies on the team, guys who have never played in the Ryder Cup. But you have to remember that all these guys have played in team events when they were younger. The Walker Cup is a huge event, U.S. versus Great Britain and Ireland, a big event. And some that they've played President's Cups. So, I think it'll be great. This is the end of the Tiger Phil era in terms of playing. Of course, Tiger would have been an assistant captain this year with Stricker. So anyway, it's a new era, and we'll talk to Gary about it in a couple minutes.
Absolutely. Gary D'Amato from Wisconsin.golf, longtime golf scribe for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He'll join us next to talk Ryder Cup here on The Scorecard, presented by Chicago District Golfer Magazine on 670 The Score. Last segment for us here on The Scorecard, presented by Chicago District Golfer Magazine. Mike Esposito, Barry Cronin here with you. Ryder Cup fever has us all, and we're going to talk Ryder Cup now as we head on out to the Score Hotline, brought to you by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. There we find from Wisconsin.golf and formerly of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, longtime golf writer, Gary D'Amato joins us. Good morning, Gary.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Good morning, Gary. We forgot to mention you're a Wisconsin Golf Hall of Fame member and really one of the top golf writers in this country. And we are really honored to have you on, Gary. I don't think people maybe around here don't know who you are, but we really are honored to have you.
Well, thanks, Gary. I'll pay you later for that comment. Thank you.
See, he's a modest Wisconsin guy, really.
That's right.
Self-effacing. That's what we like. That. That's why we like you so much. So, Gary, you've been covering all this and Stricker and the whole crew up there in Wisconsin for a long time. And Stricker has now convened the American team at Whistling Straits this weekend. How unusual is this to happen with a Ryder Cup team, a U.S. team? And then, what do you think Stricker hopes to accomplish this weekend?
Yeah, I think it's pretty unusual. You know, guys have gone in before Ryder Cups before in maybe small groups, but I don't know. I can't remember, or I've never heard of the entire team, you know, getting together a week before the matches, like Stricker has done. So it's really interesting. All the players and all the caddies are going to be there. I think it'll obviously be a little course prep and a little bit of pairings, you know, putting guys together and see how they perform. But I think mostly it's just going to be get a good look at the course and do some team bonding stuff. I'm sure they'll have some dinners and do some fun stuff just for guys to sort of take the edge off before they arrive, you know, for the formal competition a week later. But yeah, it's pretty unusual, and a good move that Stricker got them all to come, got them all together.
It seems like that those guys have a lot of respect for Stricker. Do you have that sense, because he is sort of a low key guy and just but widely, deeply respected by these fellas, these young guys?
Yeah, I definitely have that read, Barry. He he's not a rah rah guy. He's not going to stand up and give a win one for the Gipper speech or anything like that. But he's earned the respect through how he conducts himself, you know, consummate professional, cares about other people. I'm sure he's dispensed a lot of wisdom and advice because he's seen everything that you can see in professional golf, from the depths of a really bad slump to, as you know, Barry, winning the John Deere Classic 3 years in a row. So, yeah, I think guys have respect for him. They like him. And I think he played hard for someone you like.
Talking to Gary D'Amato from Wisconsin Golf and talking Ryder Cup. And Gary, you mentioned pairings and kind of team building. And I know people might think it a little, not odd, but just like, all right, well, these are professional golfers. You know, what do you need to do team building for? It's like, but I think we maybe have a little bit of the wrong idea. It's not like these guys are all best buddies with each other, right? They need to get to know each other. They need to get used to the whole idea of, you know, we're playing together. We're on a team. I mean, it's not just you walk into this and automatically are like, oh, okay, Justin Thomas, my new best friend and teammate, right? I mean, you got to build into that.
Yeah, for sure. It's, these guys are trying to beat each other up every week, and they're friendly with each other, but they're competing with each other. And now all of a sudden you throw in the team situation when it's 12 guys and assistant captains and captains, all with one common goal. So it is a little different, and it's something that the Europeans have really latched onto. Paul Isengard, I interviewed him a while back, and he said something I think that really is poignant and points to why the Europeans are so successful. He said, the Ryder Cup is in the Europeans' hearts, and it's in the Americans' heads. And I think that really sums up why America has, Team USA has had such a tough time the last couple of decades in this competition. So, yeah, I think getting them together, getting them to know each other, having some laughs, getting them loose, I think that's all part of the process and good planning by Steve.
Gary, how important is it for him to bridge this this gap between DeChambeau and Koepka? And is Koepka hurt enough that he might not be on this team because of his forearm injury?
Yeah, we don't know yet. I think we'll find out in about a week how serious that injury is. Stricker in his news conference said they're planning to go forward with these 12 and they're planning for Koepka to be on the team. But of course, a week from Monday could roll around. Koepka could say, I can't go. So I know they have a contingency plan. I'm sure they have one or two players on speed dial just in case. But the Koepka DeChambeau thing, really unfortunate, but I think those guys, I'm sure Stricker's going to ask them to stay off social media for that week. I don't think you'll see any wisecracks on Twitter from Koepka, because you know, one bad tweet could become sort of the story of the Ryder Cup, and I'm sure nobody wants that, not even for sure Koepka and DeChambeau. So they'll be in the team room together. I don't think they'll be sitting with their arms around each other, but they'll get along for this week, and they'll be professional, and I don't think it's going to be a problem.
Do you know, Gary, do you think Koepka's going to be there this weekend with regard to the injury? Because I would think Stricker would be able to get a look at him, at least get sense of whether he can make it. And then who's on the speed dial?
Yeah, it's a really good question. I don't think it'll be Patrick Reed on the speed dial, especially after, I don't know if you guys heard, but Reed went on Twitter and liked all the comments that were critical of Stricker for not picking him.
Unbelievable.
That wasn't a very good thing to do.
I mean, when you think about Reed, I mean, last time in Paris in the post, after they lost, they had the interviews, you know, and Reed kind of questioned why he wasn't playing with Spieth. And, you know, it's pretty obvious, Patrick, that Spieth doesn't want to play with you. and maybe nobody does. the one thing we talked a little bit about the guys who got passed up, Na and Kisner and Webb Simpson and these guys. And obviously Stricker picked guys who could really hit the ball a long way. But you know, this guy, Sam Burns, he didn't get picked. And I wonder if maybe Stricker ought to have him on speed dial.
Yeah, it's quite possible. Another guy, Jason Kokrak, you know, if you want guys who bomb it and guys who putt great, I think Kokrak's ranked fourth on the tour in putting average, and he's in the top 20 in driving distance. So there's a guy who does both things well that you would want a guy like that on your team. So, of course, he'd be, I think, a 36-year-old Ryder Cup rookie, and maybe that's what held him back. But I'm sure, you know, Burns and Kokrak and maybe one or two other guys were highly considered by Stricker, I'm sure.
Yeah. Talking with Gary D'Amato, talking Ryder Cup here, last few minutes for us here on the scorecard. And Gary, Barry, and I were talking about the makeup of the team and really just how young Stricker went with a lot of the picks. And, you know, Phil and Freddie Couples are the captains or the honorary captains or the vice captains. But really, it's kind of the new age or a new age for United States golf.
Yeah, you know, all those veterans that people might want on the team, those guys have a lot of scar tissue. You know, they watched Ian Poulter and Sergio Garcia make a ton of putts on them over the years. Yeah. And maybe it's a good idea to get some fresh blood in there, some guys who are young. And not that the veterans aren't eager and excited to play in the Ryder Cup, but these guys, you know, a Scottie Scheffler, he's going to be extremely hungry to prove himself to the world. And so he did go young. He broke sort of a little bit with convention. I thought he put Webb Simpson on the team just because of Simpson. You know, he's played on six teams, President's Cup and Ryder's Cup, but he didn't. So this is a move that, you know, if the Team USA wins, Steve's going to be a genius. And if they lose, you know, he opens himself up to a little criticism, but that's part of the job.
Gary, I just want to know, tell people about Wisconsin.golf, and you were with the Journal Sentinel for years, and now you're exclusively covering golf. You've been doing this for a few years now. I lose track of how many years doing it. You probably lose track of it too because you can't remember. But what will you be doing? What will your coverage be like during the Ryder Cup, and how can folks follow you and your team covering it?
Yeah, I appreciate that, Barry. Yeah, it's been 3 years, although I do I do lose count of a lot of things, Barry. But I left the Journal Sentinel in 2018 for this job. I was a columnist there and covered golf for many years. And as you guys know, the newspaper business is not very healthy right now. And this job opportunity came along, and you know, golf's my favorite sport. I've, you know, covered 75 majors and a bunch of Masters and 5 Ryder Cups. So this was right up my alley, and we're strictly a website, although we do publish a small magazine twice a year called Golf Time Midwest. But basically I write for this website, Wisconsin.golf. And I don't know, we've got a small staff, but I don't know of anybody else in the country who sort of is doing what we're doing. And that is covering, you know, basically everything that impacts golf in the state of Wisconsin, from courses to people to tournaments. So it's kind of a dream job for me. I love doing it. And people can just go to our website, wisconsin.golf. Rob Hernandez, my other, the other writer, full-time writer for our staff, and I will be at the Ryder Cup. And, you know, we've got to figure out a way to sort of cover it differently than, like, the, you know, most people would, because we're sort of a niche website, and I don't think people are going to go to us for, like, game stories on the Ryder Cup every day. So we're going to look for interesting features and try to make some different takes on what's going on up there at Whistling Straits.
Yeah, no, well, and Gary, that's I was going to ask you how you guys were planning to attack that, because, right, there's so many different angles and different things you guys can do with something as big and as juicy as a Ryder Cup, right? You've got the European team, you've got the American team, all the different storylines going on.
Yeah, exactly. We've, you know, I don't think people are going to come to us to find out who's winning the Ryder Cup or who won matches. I think there's so many places people can go for that information, starting with television, obviously. So, yeah, we're going to look for unique stories, try to tell some people stories maybe, and I'll be looking for anything unusual or different that maybe other outlets don't have. So that'll sort of be the way we'll sort of attack this, and we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, and the website, as we were talking about, wisconsin.golf, as Barry said, longtime distinguished golf writer, Gary D'Amato, we appreciate your time, and we'll be reading.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Gary. Thank you. Appreciate it. We'll see you up there.
Gary D'Amato, our final guest here on the scorecard. Also want to thank Ken Griffin from Boyne USA for On the Road Again segment. And Jamie Fisher from Conway Farms was our guest instructor on Swing Thoughts. Barry, great talking with you as always. We'll look forward to more Ryder Cup and other discussion next week.
Great, Mike. Always great being with you. Thanks very much.
Thank you. So that's Barry Cronin. I'm Mike Esposito. Our thanks also to Adam Studzinski for producing the show each and every week. Stick around here on The Score. Early Odds is next. Inside the Clubhouse after that, you've got Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.